campamentos de verano en inglés, sin clases. Este verano, regálales una experiencia inolvidable en inglés con sus amigos. Regálales un summer camp. Más información en el 91-133-5832 o en grupobaugan.com.
Hey, amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the show with no name 2.0, exclusively on, you guessed it, Vaughn Radio. Come on in. Let's go. All aboard. Ow. Are you guys excited about learning English? I hope so. If not, I'm not doing my job. You better be excited about learning English. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Come on in. There's Marta. She's like, present. There's Paul. Paul, there's no need to be vulgar. You're not impressing anyone. I'm not. Is anybody impressed by Paul's vulgarity? In fact, I shouldn't even mention your name for being vulgar. There's no need for it. Or, I mean, I don't get it. Doesn't make sense. Anyway, congratulations, buddy. You wanted attention. You got it. That's what I think it is. I think most people do things because they're starving for attention. We say in English, if you're starving for attention, you're like, look at me, look at me, look at me, look. And you start jumping up in the air and you start waving your arms around. And then people look at you and say, okay, I looked. Are you happy? Now what? Oh, man. It's funny. Anyway, let's get back on track here because we've got a lot of stuff to cover. And as always, we're rushing to get everything in by the end of the show. So let's listen to our Say What soundbite, guys, for the second time. No. Oh, my God. Third time. Holy cow. Time really is flying by. All right. Here we go, guys. Write down what you hear.
You know, the stuff we're doing often pretends to be dangerous. It's often dealing with subjects that are dangerous and therefore be immoral to have something be really dangerous. You should not go to an entertainment expecting someone to get hurt.
All right, guys. That's the Say What soundbite for the third time. You're going to get one more listen on that one, my amigos. All right. Well, let's take a look. Let's go over to our homophone section. I see we've got a lot of people participating. There's J.M. Hermosilla. He seems like the first person to take a stab at it, intentarlo. And he says the words are mm and mm, and they sound alike. Okay, well, J.M. Hermosilla, I trust you, dude. I don't know, before you had a little mistake there, but I trust you in general, buddy. Let's see, Valerie, I trust her, too. Let's see. She says, mm and mm. They are homophones. There's not even an inkling of doubt there. Valerie's like, yes. Oh, so two of my superstars here are telling me that these are homophones. Let's see. Debbie, speaking of superstars, there's another one. She said, the first word is mm and the second word is mm and they sound alike. Danny says the words are mm and mm and I'm pretty sure. Okay, so Danny's not going to bet his house. I'm pretty sure they sound alike. Okay, great. Anna says the words are mm and mm. Yeah, but Anna, remember, I'm asking about that first word in the past, right? Porque ahora mismo, como lo pones, no serían homófonos. Seguro que no. Right? So I think you mean con ede, right? Al final, ahí. Let's see. Anybody else? Oh, a lot of people waving. Hello? Hi, how are you? Okay, so let's take a look at these words. So the first word is to lease a car. Everybody's looked at this, right? Lease, L-E-A-S-E. And if we put it in the past tense, I leased a car, right? We also have an expression that pops into my mind here. And if somebody has a new lease on life, es una frase hecha, a new lease on life, it means un nuevo aliciente en su vida. Renovadas ganas de vivir, right? So if you have a new lease on life, una nueva arrendatario en la vida, it's a cool expression. I like it. A new lease on life. So yes, you call it leasing. right? Leasing a car. So in the past tense, it's we leased a car. When my mother was, taking me to high school, we leased a car, for example, right? So it was a 4-year lease, no, con el adjetivo de cuatro años. So remember, really the difference is leasing is more of renting long term. And renting is more short term, I would say. Unless, but it's weird because we don't lease an apartment. We rent an apartment usually. So, I guess also there are certain ones you just use in certain, aspects. The British say to hire. They hire a car. We rent a car. So it's not even a universal thing. But I know you know the word lease because leasing has become a very popular option for people who are looking to have an automobile but not have to, you know, get a new one every 3 years or actually get a new one every 3 years. That's the idea. You always have a new car, right? As long as you make your monthly payments, tus mensuales, tus mensualidades. So leased. And so does that sound like the word el menos? The least popular option was when we leased the car. Leased. Are they homophones? Absolutely. Yes, they are. We leased a car when we least expected it. Cuando menos lo esperábamos. Great job, guys. Great job. Those of you who said that they are homophones, they are. In fact, I think today it was unanimous, wasn't it? We leased a car when we least expected it. So yes, they are homophones. Always make a list, guys. You can, as I told you, organize your notebook. If you have your notebook organized, then you can have homophones in one area. You can have, what's the word I'm looking for? Phrasal verbs in another one. You can have grammar in another one. Pronunciation things in another section. And as I always say, and I'll say it again, and I'll say it a million times, my most successful students, the students that I've seen make the most progress, are the ones who are organized. The ones who are putting in the time and the effort, and they're getting organized, and they're organizing their time and their efforts. So if you want to, if you feel like maybe you're caught in a rut, estás como paradito ahí, well, maybe it's time to get organized again and say, okay, if I do this every day, I do a little listening, a little reading, a little bit of this, and I'll tell you from my experience, those are the ones who make, who really make progress. Okay. Okay. So what do we got to do? We've got to keep moving along. So, let's move on to a section where we learn English from movies. It's called Name That Movie. Name That Movie. That's right, amigos. It's Name That Movie, only on the show with no name. And Debbie, it looks like you're taking a stab at our Say What soundbite over here. Good job. I think you might be missing some words there, right? Unless you're continuing. You got like half of it, I would say. I'm not good at calculating percentages, but I don't know if it's complete there, Debbie. Let me know, because I could swear we're missing that last part there. So, okay, well, either way, you're going to hear the Say What soundbite one more time in the fourth and final part of the show. But right now it's time for the Name That Movie section. And let's see, I'm going to give you guys the trailer. And then I want you guys to see if you can guess what film it is. And then we'll give you some of the dialogue from the movie as well, and some behind the scenes facts. Okay, so here we go. Terrence McDonough is a drug and gambling addled detective in post-Katrina New Orleans, investigating the killing of 5 Senegalese immigrants. Ooh, there we go. So Terrence McDonough. Now, that's sounds like an Irish name, McDonough, not McDonald's. No. Terrence McDonough is a drug. Now, we know drug is drogas, right? And gambling. Gambling is people who play poker. I think when I think of gambling, I think of Las Vegas, right? Playing poker. This is gambling. It's playing for money. And Terrence McDonough is a drug and gambling addict. addled detective. Now, what does this addled mean? Well, addled means, it's another way of saying a tope de. I'm trying to think of another way to say it. Confused. Yeah, drug addled. Like, the drugs have gotten to him. No? Han llegado a su cerebro, as we say in English. So, sounds like a really good guy, huh? Terrence McDonald. And he's a detective on top of it. Like, so he's supposedly working for the good guys. So Terrence McDonald, a drug and gambling addled, como perdido en, detective, in post-Katrina. Okay, post-Katrina, New Orleans, investigating the killing. Okay, post-Katrina, the Hurricane Katrina, you guys remember. New Orleans, investigating the killing of 5 Senegalese immigrants, which is a very specific thing, so you guys can find that one there. Debbie says, it's not complete. That's what I caught. But Debbie, we have another listen. So if you don't have it all, wait till the final listen, right? Okay. I don't know. I'll explain it, guys. Remember, if you don't have it all, don't worry after the final listen. But if you get one more listen, we'll use that listen, use that opportunity, right? Let's see. Chris Valrol, ladies and gentlemen, she is the first one to get today's Name That Movie. Great job. Jaime Torrente. Te doy un aplauso solo por las risas. Torrente. ¿Qué pasa, chaval? See, guys, I know it's a popular movie here in Spain, but a lot of it went over my head. Yo no pillé la mayoría de los chistes. So, yes, Chris says, it's Bad Lieutenant, right? Teniente, we say lieutenant. Port of call, New Orleans, right? I say New Orleans. Some people say New Orleans, right? And they say Nolens. Nolens, New Orleans. So, hey, say it however you want. Valerie got it too. The movie is Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans. J.M. Hermosilla got it as well. Fantastic job, my amigos. Really good job. And this is, I don't know if you guys knew about this, but, there was the original movie, Bad Lieutenant, came out in 1992. And this was remade. And do you know what Abel Ferrara said? The person who directed and co-wrote, escribió en conjunto, co-wrote the original version said? Are you ready? He said that he felt that a horrible feeling, and I quote, a horrible feeling, una sensación horrible, like when you get robbed, como cuando te roban, he said, and that those involved in this remake, los que estaban involucrados en este remake, should, and I'm quoting Abel Ferrara here, should die in hell. Morir en el infierno. Wow. Como decimos en inglés, tell us how you really feel. Dinos cómo te sientes de verdad, ¿no? Cuando alguien despotrica y dice, tell us how, como que no ha quedado claro, ¿no? Es como decir, no ha quedado claro cómo te sientes sobre este tema, right? Entonces, sarcásticamente, irónicamente decimos, tell us how you really feel, Abel Ferrara. But he's not done. Es que no ha terminado ahí. So then he wondered, se preguntó, how Nicolas Jaula, Nicolas Cage, can even have the nerve. He says, this is his words, can have the nerve to play Harvey Keitel. Las agallas. Right? So it's crazy. He called the screenwriter, William M. Finkelstein. He called him an idiot. Clearly, he said he's an idiot. So, yeah, some remakes aren't as popular. Now, this one stars Nicolas Cage and Eva Mendes. This one came out in 2009. Let's take a look at the dialogue between them. Terrence says, you know we got your boy, G, right? Sabes que pillamos a tu chico. Now, your boy no es tu hijo, okay? Ni tu novio. Your boy es tu amigo, your homeboy, your boy. Okay, so if I say he's my boy, it doesn't mean I gave birth to him. It means he's my friend. Same thing. She's my girl. That's my girl. It's a term of endearment, but you don't have to be somebody's parent to say it. So he goes, you know, we got your boy. G, right? Sabes que pillamos a tu amigo, tu colega, G, right? And then the midget answers, man, I don't know no G. Now, sería, I don't know anybody named G, pero I don't know no G. Remember, this is street talk here, doble negación ahí. Mal. Terrence then says, he knows you. Él te conoce a ti. He says, it's amazing how much you can get done. Es asombroso cuánto puedes cumplir, cuánto puedes hacer when you've got a simple purpose guiding you through life. Cuando tienes un propósito sencillo que te guía por la vida, guiding. Careful with the pronunciation, right? It's not, no es guay, it's guide, right? Esa U-I es I. Right, guide. Lo mismo que UA, como Guardians of the Galaxy, no es guard, sino guard. So that's a lot of times we throw that extra I in there. Nos encanta meterlo. And he says, so guiding you through life. My purpose, cuidado con la pronunciación, no es purpose. My purpose is to find out, enterarme, averiguar, to find out who shot up this apartment on Josephine. Now, to shoot a place up is to no, entrar y disparar, ¿no? Who shot up this apartment on Josephine? And Josephine is the street. And he goes, I know the guy that was living there was from Senegal. Sé que el tío que vivía ahí era de Senegal. He goes, and I know he was selling heroin. Sabía que estaba vendiendo heroína. He goes, I know whose territory he was stepping on. Conozco el territorio a quien estaba pisando. Remember, to step on someone. Esta expresión me encanta, apúntatela. To step on someone's toes is to pisar su territorio, pisar su responsa. You know, you're stepping on my toes here. Estás pisándome los dedos del pie. Right? So he goes, I know whose territory he was stepping on. He says, and I know who went over, quien fue a, to go over. I know who went over to the apartment to straighten him out. Now, to straighten is to make something straight. But to straighten somebody out is poner las cosas claras, ¿no? I'm going to straighten you out. I'm going to tell you, poner los puntos sobre las ies, right? Arreglarlo, to straight. So if you straighten something out, you're fixing it. If you straighten somebody out, you're trying to fix their behavior, right? So if somebody says, you better straighten out, that means tienes que, I think the word too, you say enderezarse, no, to improve your behavior. So he went over there. He says to straighten him out. And remember, straight is the adjective. The verb is to straighten. Okay? You guys better straighten this out. Arréglalo ahora mismo. And he goes, I found out, again, look at that, twice. How many times have we used found out or to find out? We use this verb all the time. Okay? So I know who, anytime we hear gossip, how did you find out? ¿Cómo te enteraste? Right? Oh, I found out through a reputable source. Right? So we use it all the time, this find out. If it's not part of your vocabulary, you can't really say you're speaking our English, right? So I know whose territory he was stepping on, and I know he went over to the apartment to straighten him out. I found out, and if you notice, I don't say found out. I said found doubt. Found doubt. See what happens there? The D on the end of found really goes with out. So I found out all that in the past few days, los últimos días. And he said, where's big fate, son? Okay, ¿dónde está big fate? Now this is one of the thug's names. A thug is a criminal. T-H-U-G. And he answers, I don't know no big fate. So this guy obviously, all he's saying is, I don't know anything, I don't know anything, I don't know anything. And Terrence is not buying it. Terrence is saying, as a detective, is saying, I don't buy it, man. No, I'm sorry, I know you know something, and you are going to snitch. You are going to squeal. Remember, we looked at that word the other day when we looked at pigs. A pig squeals. Well, also somebody who tells on someone, que se chiva, squeals. So he keeps denying it, negándolo todo. And he goes, I don't know no big fate. And Terrence says, now, see, I know that's not true. Sé que no es verdad. Because everybody who comes from where you come from, todo el mundo que proviene de donde vienes tú, knows who big fate is. Gran Destino, that's the name of this gangster. And he goes, and the fact that you're lying to me about it tells me you're hiding something. O sea, tienes que conocerle si eres de esta zona. So the fact, el hecho de que me estás mintiendo sobre ello, dice que me estás ocultando algo. That you're hiding something. And he goes, since, you know, my only reason for being here, mi única razón por estar aquí, is to find out, otra vez, enterarme, who shot up the apartment. Como voy a repetirlo. Okay, quiero saber quién disparó en ese apartamento, quién entró a disparos ahí. And he goes, I know that's what you're hiding. Sí, sé que eso es lo que me escondes. Sí, ves, it all comes back to that simple purpose. So I love those scenes. Those are my favorite kind of scenes in movies when somebody's trying to get somebody to give them information and they can't get it out of them and they're trying, they're prying to pry. He's gone out, they're trying all kinds of tactics, good cop, bad cop and everything. And then they say, I know you're lying. I know it. I can read it. And those are always interesting scenes. Now, again, this movie, if you ask Abel Ferreira, the director, the creator of this character, of this story, what he thought, well, he thinks it's garbage, to be honest. But let's see what its rating is on IMDb. Well, it's not too bad. It's got a 6.6, right? Un 6.6, which isn't really too bad at all. And the director, too, is another famous director. So the first one was directed by Abel Ferreira, who's a famous director. And the second one was Werner Herzog. You guys know it as well. Those of you who know a little bit about movies, you know that. But, so it wasn't panned. I guess people didn't hate it. Have you guys seen it? I saw the original. I haven't seen the one with Nicolas Cage. And I'm going to be brutally honest with you here. I'm not a Nicolas Cage fan. I'm sorry. I try. I like a couple roles that he played. Raising Arizona, Los Arizona, you know, where he plays a criminal, speaking of thugs. And I also liked him in Lord of War. And maybe Adaptation. But when Nicolas Cage plays Nicolas Cage, I don't like him. He's just like, for me, it's like Tom Cruise. He's always the same. I'm not saying they're not good actors. I'm just saying they're always playing themselves, playing that character, right? As opposed to a chameleon actor, an actor that, you know, like Gary Oldman, who totally just, you're like, is that Gary Oldman? No way. I wouldn't recognize him, not the accent, not anything, like these method actors. And then there are other actors, like I always say, you know, the Tom Cruise is like, I'm just Tom Cruise being Rain Man, you know, Raymond from Rayman, como se llamaba su personaje. I'm just Tom Cruise being the guy in Days and Thunder. You know, he's like, I'm cool. I'm Tom Cruise. I just played myself in every role. Hey, that's a really good job. You just get paid to play yourself and do cool things like, you know, jump off the Burj Khalifa, the tallest building in the world in Dubai. There we go, folks. That is today's Name That Movie, Bad Lieutenant. And remember, the word lieutenant is teniente. As I always say, I get lost a lot of times with that military jargon, esa jerga militar. I don't know the ranks. I don't know my ranks, as many of you know. But I do know one thing. I know what's next, and that is today's Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
That's right, amigos. That's right. It's Double Trouble, only on the show with no name. And this is a section of the show where, of course, what we do is we give you a translation. Now, you're thinking that's easy, but not always. Not if you have to use the same word twice. That's why we call it a translation with a twist. Con un poco de truquillo. So what I'm going to do now is give you today's translation. And since we're running out of time, nos estamos quedando sin tiempo en esta parte, I'll give it to you and then we'll go to a commercial break, and then we'll take a look at your answers in the fourth part of today's show. That, and we've got to solve our Say What soundbite. We're also going to take a look at our joke, our famous birthday section, name that lyric, and so much more. But let's go with today's double trouble. Okay, vaya hormiguita. Now, I'm not talking about a literal ant, okay? I'm talking about in the sense that moving around a lot. I think you guys say, alguien que trabaja, que se mueve mucho. You say, I believe, hormiguita. That's what it said on Word Reference. So if you don't, if that's not true, take it up with Word Reference. Tómalo con Word Reference. So vaya hormiguita. ¿Estás obsesionado o te has picado? Right? So, te has obsesionado, o estás obsesionado, o te has picado, lo que viene siendo lo mismo, ¿no? En este caso. So, vaya hormiguita, estás obsesionado, o te has picado. That is today's double trouble. We'll take a look at the answer to that, and much, much more when we come back for the fourth and final part of today's show. So, stick around.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Yo en mi caso me lancé a hacer el máster porque en mi trabajo necesitaba hacer presentaciones en inglés, necesitaba hablar mucho en inglés, incluso por teléfono. Entonces fue la razón principal por la que me lancé a hacerlo, para tener una fluidez alta en el idioma y además hacerlo con seguridad.
Tengo grandes problemas a la hora de hablar. Me puedo comunicar perfectamente, pero no hablo de una manera correcta. Y también cosas muy importantes, como el poder hablar en público sin tener que tener ese miedo o ese vacío a la hora de decir qué hago ahora o qué digo. Con el máster he solucionado ese tipo de problemas, la verdad.
Yo lo que más destacaría del máster serían los profesores. Ellos son unos grandes profesionales, te motivan muchísimo con el inglés. Por supuesto, los materiales exclusivos que tenemos en el programa.
No estás como en una clase típica, cogiendo apuntes, escribiendo. Lo trabajas hablando, y eso es muy complicado, porque coger una frase y de repente tener que hacerla en interrogativa, en negativa, cuando no lo tienes delante, ayuda a que tu agilidad verbal y tu capacidad también con el idioma sea cada vez mayor, porque es un reto.
Una de las partes que más me gustó del programa fueron las presentaciones a las que me tenía que enfrentar prácticamente cada semana. Otra de las cosas que más me gustó del máster fueron los dos Vaughan Town a los que asistí, porque esas experiencias eran siempre inolvidables y es una manera de darle un empujón importante al inglés.
Ya lo has oído, apúntate al máster de inglés profesional, ahora por videoconferencia. La misma calidad e intensidad, pero sin perder tiempo en desplazamientos. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate.
Ay, sería genial tener un campamento para mis hijos totalmente en inglés. Y que encima fuesen campamentos temáticos para que se lo pasaran genial. Caballeros y princesas, Harry Potter, máquinas del tiempo, talent show. O y si encima no tuviesen que salir de Madrid, ¡buah, eso sería fantástico! Y si además no tuvieran que dormir fuera de casa y pudieran volver el mismo día, ¿tendrán algo así los de Vaughan?
Lo tenemos. Se llama Urban Camps. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 y te lo contaremos todo. 91-133-5832.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Lo que más miedo da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Vaughan ha desarrollado las clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%. Contrata las clases telefónicas de inglés de Vaughan para tu empresa. Llama al 911-335-831 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to this, the fourth and final part of Show With No Name. But don't worry, guys. As always, we'll be back with another show before you know it. I'm going to give you our Say What soundbite for the fourth and final time. I don't think anybody got it all yet. Let's see. This is your last chance.
You know, the stuff we're doing often pretends to be dangerous. It's often dealing with subjects that are dangerous, and therefore be immoral to have something be really dangerous. You should not go to an entertainment expecting someone to get hurt.
All right, folks, that was the fourth and final listen of today's Show With No Name, Say What soundbite. We'll solve that in a little bit, but right now we've got some other business to tend to. We need to solve our double trouble. So let's take a look. I got a lot of people joining us. Hello, 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 everybody. Has anybody figured this one out? Not yet. Not yet. All right. So vaya hormiguita. Estás obsesionado o te has picado. Okay, so hormiguita, a very active person, somebody who is running around. Now, Debbie, you got the first part. The second part, you're missing a little bit there, just like your Say What soundbite. So, Debbie's the great thing about Debbie is she's pointed in the right direction today. she sees that light at the end of the tunnel. You're missing almost, Debbie. You're the first one. You're just missing two words there at the end because it's an idiomatic expression. So those of you who are not sure, take a look at Debbie's answer. She's helping you out. Se está echando una mano with that first part there. The first part is totally right. So let's see. Anybody else want to take a stab at it? I can give you another clue. We mention this word on the show every day when we're spelling. Okay. No te puedo decir más. Come on. I think I gave you enough information there, right? So this is a word that the word that we're doubling up on here is a word that we've come across many times. In fact, we say the word every day when we spell. In our spelling. Más claro agua. I can't help you anymore there. So anybody else besides Debbie? Anybody want to maybe take Debbie's and see if they can add to it? And then we've got it. Lou Dolce says, vaya hormiguita, in my village seems the is a person who saves money step by step. Okay, well, here it says hormiguita, very active person. So I don't know. Well, pues una persona muy activa. Cambiamos. Vaya persona activa, si te viene mejor. Pero ahora tienes que participar. Independientemente de cómo se llama en tu pueblo. So, vamos a cambiar la palabra, si no te gusta hormiguita. And we'll say, vaya persona más ocupada, que se mueve tanto. Ahora. Okay? That's what I mean. Leonardo says, ladies and gentlemen, we have got a winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Give it up for your good friend, Leonardo. Great job, Leonardo. And Debbie, we gotta give Debbie credit, because Debbie gave you the first word there. So partly Debbie, partly Leonardo finished it. Lo remató. He gave it that final smackdown over there. There's also Valerie who's got it as well. Excellent job. Just seconds after Leonardo. I don't think she copied. I trust you either way. The first one, somebody who's always busy. They're always moving around is a busy bee. We say, remember I said we hear the word every day in our spelling bee. So a spelling bee is un concurso de letrear, right? But the word bee is an animal that if it stings you and you're allergic, you're going to get swollen, hinchado, right? I'm lucky I'm not allergic to bees or wasps, abejas, I always get mixed up there. So what a busy bee. Right? A busy bee. Another way we say it too is a busybody, right? Somebody who's moving around a lot. It doesn't specifically mean that you're doing a lot. It just means you're moving around a lot. Now, whether you're productive or not, that's up to you. But what a busy bee. Vaya persona que se mueve tanto. Estás obsesionado o te has picado. And that is, you've got a bee in your bonnet. To have a bee in your bonnet is you're annoyed or obsessed by something. Es un tema que no puedes dejar, no, de hablar de ello, you know. I feel like a lot of people on Twitter have a bee in their bonnet about certain things. They just always want to talk about the same things, which is okay, but that's boring if you always talk about the same three subjects, right? So, to have a bee in your bonnet. Now, what is a bonnet? Well, we already know what a bee is. Bzzz. A bonnet is like a nice formal hat, no? Capota, tocado. It's a formal hat that you would wear for a good occasion, a beautiful, you know, celebration or occasion. So if you have a bee, tienes como una avispa en tu gorro. Bzzz, lo tienes ahí que no sale. Te está dando vueltas, te está machacando la cabeza ahí. To have a bee in your bonnet. So there you go, guys. The word that we doubled up on there is the word bee. What a busy bee. Vaya persona más activa. You've got a bee in your bonnet. Estás obsesionado. Te has picado. That is today's double trouble. Congratulations to all of you who participated, even if you didn't get it, just for taking a stab at it. As always, I appreciate your participation. The show wouldn't work if you didn't participate. So those of you who participate, thank you for making the show work. I appreciate you and your contributions. So thank you. But that's not gonna get you out of my bad joke. You're still gonna get my bad joke of the day. It's time for Your Joking.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, what did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch. Ouch. You get it? Ouch! He walked into the bar.
You're joking.
That's right, amigos. You're joking. Estás de coña. And Leonardo says, thank you, guys. Muchas gracias, amigos. And Debbie, you paved me the way. Now, cuidado. Te lo quería sacar. Es buenísimo porque, Leonardo, siempre sales de tu zona de confort. Lo veo siempre. Y eso es genial, porque ayudas a los demás. So, you paved me the way, sería you paved the way for me, ¿no? Me allanaste el camino, or you paved the way. Pero la estructura es you paved me the way, no se usaría. You paved the way for me, or you paved the way. But great expression, and well, we wouldn't know that if it weren't for you using it. So thank you, Leonardo and Debbie, and then all of you guys who are constantly participating. You know who you are. I don't have to say your names. You know exactly who you are. And the ones who are making progress, and the ones who are not making excuses, you know who you are. I don't have to even mention your names, okay? All right, so what are we doing now? Oh, the joke. You're not going to get out of it. No te escaqueas. Okay, what did one bee say to another bee when they landed on the same flower? Okay, what did one bee say to another bee when they landed on the same flower? Buzz off. Buzz off. Buzz off.
The bee landed on the other bee's flower.
No, no. Valerie's laughing. Good, Valerie. I can always count on you. Anytime I ever have a show or something, Valerie, you are going to be invited and you'll be in the first row. I need people like Valerie in the audience. She's awesome. Thank you, Valerie. So this is a difficult one, too. What you've shown me here, Valerie, is that you really, you've got a good handle on the language, no? Dominio. You got a good handle on the language. Annex says, I like it, and the most important thing, I got it. Oh, great. Chris is cracking up. Chris Separte, excellent. So that's good. You got it. Quique got it as well. Good, 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 good. All right, well, let's look at this. So what did one bee say to another bee when they landed, aterrizaron, on the same flower? Buzz off. Well, first we need to know that what does a bee do? What is that sound, right? That sound that a bee does is bzzz, buzz, zumbido, right? Zumbar, right? Buzz. También lo decimos como alboroto, escándalo. There's a lot of buzz. So it's a very rich word. B-U-Z-Z. And many of you know it, ¿no? Cuando estás jugando en un game show. The buzzer. Bzzz. ¿Qué es lo que hace? Cuando le das al buzzer, right? It buzzes. Right. So, buzz. But the word buzz off, the phrasal verb, buzz off, is the same as saying F off. Que te den. Perdona, yo traduzco, yo no, okay. Buzz off, lárgate, piérdete. You get it now? I guess it's nicer than saying fuck off, which is piérdete, muérete, you know. So I guess, but you're, this is what, this is my problem when we have these, you know, these replacement words. When you're like, I said buzz off, I didn't say fuck off. Well, the intent was still to insult them, right? Okay, so what difference does it make if you said buzz off or fuck off? If really you're telling the person to go take a long walk off a short pier, as my mother used to tell me. Vete a darte un paseo largo por un muelle pequeño. Yeah, that means vete al mar, you know? So buzz off. How would you? Vete a tomar viento. I love that one in Spanish. Go take some wind, man. Go fry your asparagus. Español es lo mejor, tío. Go take wind and fry some asparagus, and then we'll talk. So you can say buzz off. Buzz off, man. Fuera de aquí. Lárgate de aquí. And as we said before, buzz, además de zumbido, that's where we get the joke from. A buzz is a lot of, you know, ruido, no? There's a lot of buzz now around this rapper. Algún rapero que dijo algo contra el, you know. There's a lot of buzz around this guy. I don't know who he is or anything about the story. As I said, I'm not really interested in in those stories because I feel like that's a distraction, those kind of stories, away from the fact that our utility bills are going up and our salaries are not, again. Nuestros electricidad, all that's going up. That's a bigger issue than, at least in my house, than any rapper ever. I don't care if it's Biggie Smalls. The fact that the cost of living is going up and my salary is not, right there, that's a problem. That's a real problem. That's not a problem that Twitter, that's not Twitter's problem of the day. Me gusta. Eso va a ser una sección en el programa. Twitter's problem of the day. Their complaint of the day. La queja del día. All right. Well, guys, we've got so much to go. I hope you enjoyed the joke. And more importantly, I hope you, well, you learned some vocabulary that maybe you might have known or maybe you didn't know. If you knew it, then you're reviewing. And if you didn't know it, well, write it down. It's a good way to remember it. But now it's time for famous birthday trivia. That's That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's famous birthdays only on the show with no name. And it looks like we've got some people who got today's Say What soundbite. It looks complete. We'll check it in a minute either way. But give it up for Chris and J.M. Hermosilla. Chris Valrol and J.M. Hermosilla. They look pretty complete to me. Chris is like, I missed a lot. All right, well, guys, remember, if you listen to it four times and you still didn't get it all, then we'll accept whatever you got. But remember, it's got to be after the fourth time, because if you're sending it to me on the third time, it means you've given up, right? It means you're not going to try that last time. So always use all the opportunities you can get. Why not? You know, if you your girlfriend breaks up with you and she gives you another chance, take it. Unless, well, that's a whole nother story. I don't know your life story. All right, let's take a look at today's famous birthdays. I'll give you some clues, and I want you to tell me who our birthday boys and girls are. Okay, amigos? And here we go. Okay. The first person was born in 1974. She is an actress, model, and businesswoman. Her acting career began in the late 1990s. I was going to say 1900s. No. 1990s, with a series of roles in films such as The Children of the Corn. The Children of the Corn, Five Fields of Terror. She was also in Urban Legends, Final Cut. But the real turning point, punto de inflexión, el punto de giro in her career was in 2001's Training Day, which, if you haven't seen this movie, it is awesome. Training Day. ¿Lo habéis visto? Seguro que en español se llama otra cosa. And she was in this movie. Then she was in Too Fast, Too Furious in 2003. Remember, Too Fast, Too Furious. No furios, sino furious. I am furious. I'm infuriated. Then she was in Hitch with Will Smith. That was in 2005. Ghost Rider with, you guessed it, I hate to say it, Nicolas Cage. But it's not the only movie she was in with Nicolas Cage. She was also in Bad Lieutenant with Nicolas Cage in 2009, which was today's name, that movie. Did I say her name before? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. So if you were paying attention, then you'll know who this person is. She is a Latina actress as well. And she was in one of my favorite movies, too, The Other Guys. Si no la habéis visto, it's hysterical. It's great. All right, number two. This person was born in 1958, an English-Australian singer, songwriter, and actor. Now, he was the younger brother of Barry, Robin, and Maurice Gibb. Who are they? The Bee Gees. You know the Bee Gees? Yes, you do. Well, you can't tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man. No time to talk. The music's loud. Women want. I've been kicked around since I was... Come on. The Bee Gees? Really? Oh, and we looked at the word bee today as well. Quite a bit. So he's the youngest brother, and this guy, well, he died 5 days after his 30th birthday. He was dealing with drug addiction, depression, and all kinds of things that, you know, trouble people from time to time. And he couldn't get help in time. No buscó ayuda a tiempo. And at the tender age of 30, he died. And, well, so he never got to be successful or really enjoy the success of his brothers and the band that they created, the family band called the Bee Gees. All right. And last but not least, this guy was born in 1955, an American magician, a skeptic as well, scientific skeptic. He usually says controversial things, which is cool. I like people like that. You know, they're saying something, at least. And it's interesting because he's a part of a team, and his other half never says a word. He's mute. Not really mute, but he's mute on stage. So this guy does all the talking. And they're a famous, famous duo, probably the most famous American comedic. Yeah, well, they're comedy, too. It's interesting because they mixed comedy in with magic. And before, this was one of the reasons why they became so popular too. Before these guys, at least in the United States, magic was all about, ooh, the sorcerer, and now I'll put the spell, voy a hacer el hechizo. And he said, I want it to be funny, less fantasy and more like funny, more like, no, vamos a hacerte un chiste y hacerte reír. And these guys are pros at it. In fact, they got famous in Las Vegas, where their show is one of the most famous ones. They got a show on TV as well. And I see a lot of you guys got it. So let's give it up for our amigos over here. Where's my applause button? Applause. There it is. Ahí está. And let's see. Jester was the first one to get him, but I see J.M. Hermosilla was more thorough. He used a complete sentence here. So, you know what? We're going to give it to J.M. Hermosilla. Chris Valrol, like Jester, you got all three names. But J.M. Hermosilla went the extra mile. To go the extra mile is hacer lo que se espera de ti y más. And that is J.M. Hermosilla. So, great job. He said the people for today's birthday are Eva Mendez, Andy Gibb, and Penn Jillette. That's right, our three famous people. Now, Penn Jillette, if you say to me that you've never heard his voice before, well, I'll tell you that you have in our Say What soundbite. This is Penn Jillette of Penn and Teller, and he's talking about when there's danger involved, because they do a lot of magic tricks that involve fire and animals and, you know, things that can potentially be very dangerous. So he says, you know, the stuff we're doing often pretends to be dangerous. Now, este pretend es finge ser peligroso, que no lo es de verdad. It pretends to be dangerous. He goes, it's often dealing with subjects that are dangerous. So tratamos con cosas que son peligrosas, right? And therefore, y por eso, and therefore, it would be immoral, right? No inmoral, sino con M. Immoral to have something be really dangerous. Hacer que algo sea peligroso de verdad. Sería, no, poner en peligro a tus, you know, the performers. And he goes, you should not go to an entertainment or a show. Es raro llamarlo así, pero bueno. You should not go to an entertainment expecting someone to get hurt. Nunca vas a algo esperando que alguien se lesiona. So there we go. This is Penn Jillette, one of the most famous magicians, if not the most famous in the United States. Here we go.
You know, the stuff we're doing often pretends to be dangerous. It's often dealing with subjects that are dangerous, and therefore be immoral to have something be really dangerous. You should not go to an entertainment expecting someone to get hurt.
All right, there you go, folks. And if you notice, he's got kind of like a, he's kind of a raspy kind of voice. I've always liked his voice, by the way. And he's usually kind of hoarse. No está siempre afónico. But if you think about it, he does all the talking and the other guy's quiet. So, sure. Teller is like, ah, man, I feel great after the show. He's like, you want to go, you know, to a rock concert? And the other guy's like, I can't even speak. So, but they make a great team. They absolutely make a great team. All right. Well, guys, we got time for the last section, and I can't believe how fast today's show has flown by. It's time for Name That Lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name. Name that lyric. Only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name. It's name that lyric. Only on the show with no name.
That's right, amigos. It's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. And as always, I'm going to give you a song lyric in Spanish. You tell me the name of the song and the name of the artist using a full sentence. Remember what we always say at the beginning of the show. And thanks for being here, guys. Thank you so much for participating, for having fun with us here on the show with no name. Remember, you've got tons of other great programs here. You've got my self-produced podcast, FYI. This week is our 40th episode. It's crazy, right? 40 capítulos, 40 temas. And it's on pizza. I decided we'd have a pizza party to celebrate our 40th episode. So I hope you guys enjoy that. You can download it wherever you listen to Vaughn's podcasts as well. Here we go. Conozco tus ojos. en la luz matinal. I know your eyes in the morning sun. Te siento tocarme en el diluvio. I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. Right? In the pouring rain. Y en el momento en que te alejas de mí. And the moment that you wander far from me. To wander is alejarse, deambular. Far is lejos. Excuse me. The moment you wander far from me. Quiero sentirme en tus brazos de nuevo. Quiero sentirte en mis brazos. Lo he hecho al revés. I want to feel you in my arms again. Y me vienes en una brisa de verano. And you come to me on a summer breeze. Manténme caliente con tu amor. Y entonces te vas suavemente. Keep me warm in your love and then you softly leave. Y la pregunta que hace es, ¿cuán profundo es tu amor? And Jayster got it over here, and J.M. Hermosilla, great job, fellas. It's How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees. So, folks, we talked about the Bee Gees today. Google it. Google How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees, and let's sing it together as we say goodbye. Thank you so much. Hope you guys enjoyed yourselves. And if you like these programs, spread the word. Going back to 1970s, baby. Put on your bell bottoms, esos pantalones de campana.
I know your eyes in the morning sun. I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer. Softly leave, and it's me you need to share. How deep is your love? Is your love? How deep is your love? I really need to learn. 'Cause we're living in a world of rules, breaking us down when they all should let us be.
Aprovecha el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resuelve tu viejo problema con el inglés de manera definitiva. Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Remember to follow us on social media to get all the latest information on all our offers and special deals.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo.